Ms. Arbour is Secretary General of the Intergovernmental Conference, which is holding 6 sessions on migration in order to get a better understanding of the issues. Focusing on the contribution of migrants to the whole 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, Ms. Arbour said that the $429 billion sent home by migrants last year was triple the global figure for official development assistance. That money was lifting millions out of poverty, said the Special Representative, but fees for transferring the cash were still around 7% or 4% higher than the figure outlined in Sustainable Development Goals. She said too many people lacked access to reliable financial institutions.
About one-third of all working-age people on this planet have no access to financial services delivered by regulated financial institutions. So boosting the financial inclusion for remittance receivers is a low-hanging fruit. And the high transaction costs associated with remittances and low levels of financial inclusion, all this hinders leveraging remittances for development.
Ms. Arbour said that cash being sent home was only part of the positive social and economic impact. Most migrants spent most of their earnings in their country of destination, she added.
Migrant workers, while they typically send home about 15% of their earnings as remittances, we must remember that the remaining 85% remains in countries of destination, thus promoting sustainable development there. Migrants also bring high rates of innovation to their new countries.
She said it was important also to realise that it wasn't just highly skilled migrants in areas such as information technology who are in demand. Low and medium skilled migrants were also needed in many countries to do jobs that the local labour force was no longer prepared to fill. She added that the socio-economic benefits of migration were also made more powerful and effective when gender rights were fully respected.
These positive impacts of migrants to development in areas of destinations are maximised when women's labour and human rights are respected and when restrictive and discriminatory social norms or laws that hinder the contribution of migrant women to the economies and to the societies in which they live are removed.
Ms. Arbour said that positive government policies offering protection to migrants in the long term and fully respecting their fundamental human rights also help the process of sustainable development at home and abroad. The moderator of the opening panel at the conference, Egyptian Assistant Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hesham Bada, said the UN and partners needed to actively engage the world's youth in order to help curb the deadly trafficking routes across the Mediterranean and elsewhere.
Our efforts will not bear the desired fruits if not accompanied with a wide array of socio-economic projects that can channel the ambitions and goals of our young generations away from the deadly journey of irregular migration.
Matt Wells, United Nations.